Hello, everybody. This is Kelly Kleiman with the lovely Stephanie Uzoma of the Asgad Boutique. The name of the podcast is Behind the Hanger. Stephanie, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kelly. Thanks for having me and thanks for doing this. That's a yes.
What inspired you to open your business in Lyndhurst, become the only boutique of its kind in the area, and how has the local community shaped the way you do business?
First of all, Kelly, I'm thrilled to be part of the Lyndhurst community. And my passion for fashion art actually led me to open Asgad Boutique. Asgad Boutique is actually a spot where women feel comfortable, empowered, and fashion free, if that makes sense. That's actually what my passion has always been, creating a space where you can walk in and just, you know, keep your worry out there, or I'll say the right retail therapy spot. Where you get to, you're not worried about what to get. You're not worried about, you're not embarrassed, because most people tell you they're embarrassed and going to store, you know, like they get judged, that feeling. But overall, my passion for fashion, I just wanted to create a space where women feel bold, confident, and good with themselves when they think of fashion. And Lyndhurst was or is the perfect spot because we're right 10 minutes away from New York City. There is no fashion hub or shop that gives you that uniqueness when it comes to fashion here in Lyndhurst. So my passion, I said, why not create something that is amazing? And that's what led me in opening Asgad Boutique in Lyndhurst.
Steph, how would you describe your personal style or aesthetic, and how does that show up in your work and the affordable inventory choices that you make?
I would describe my style to be classic with a touch of modern edge, you know, to it. I love incorporating timeless pieces with trendy accents, of course. And for us, I kind of reflect that in our curated collections that we have. We prioritize quality, quantity, affordability, as well as versatility. Versatility, excuse my accent.
And durability,
yes. Mm-hmm. The quality for us is top notch, you know, putting out that, you know, good quality clothing. Mm-hmm. That's something we take highly serious. Going by your question, so those are like factors that we take seriously in terms of what we incorporate in the boutique. And like I said, you know, ensuring that our customers also can afford pieces is also big for us. So we try not to make them break the bank while shopping. So I would say affordability is also big. So we try to combine those things together where you're comfortable and they're happy shopping. I'm a model. I used to be a model, and you know, I know how important it is for you to look good and feel confident in how you look, or you know, how you present yourself. So sure. those are factors that I incorporate. Get that quality, durability, like you said, affordability, yeah. As well as unique pieces where you're not. It's not saturated. So we tailor our pieces. We try to get unique pieces that, you know, you don't find elsewhere.
Like TJ Maxx.
Yes, like TJ Maxx. You know, where you see the clothes, you know, oh, I know where you got that clothes from. Yeah. So we try our best to keep it very classic and still keep that boutique trend where it's, you know, limited. Not commercialized, but limited style pieces.
Yeah, I understand. So now you've got this customer appreciation initiative going on. It's something that you call Sip and Shop. Talk to me about Sip and Shop and how does that work?
Sip and Shop is something we, like I told you, Kelly, I'm big in, you know, making client or customers feel comfortable and happy. So, you know, we create a Sip and Shop for our customers to appreciate them as well, to make them feel You know how bad the weather was, you know, a couple of weeks back, it was freezing. So I had people running here shaking. I'd be like, so cold. I felt bad. I was like, no, I wish, you know, I can give them something to warm them up and just feel good. So that's how Sip and Shop was created. So we went on to add on a coffee machine in our store for our customers just to show them a bit of love and also keep that ambience where they feel relaxed. Yeah, so that's how Sip and Shop came about. So you come into the store, if you feel like making yourself coffee or you want us to make you coffee while you go through the hangers, why not?
Sure.
You're here to be, I say, to like feel good. So that's what the mindset was, you know, just to make our customers happy.
Turn your coffee break into a shopping break, or your shopping break into a coffee break, and have an espresso, a cappuccino, whatever the heck, right? It's
Whatever,
all
whatever.
there. Yeah, it's a
So
great concept.
that's part of it, yeah.
I love it. And you could have tea too. You don't have to be a coffee drinker
Yeah,
necessarily. No
absolutely.
pressure.
It makes everything.
So we've got this it's a big collaboration going on right now. It's sort of you could look at it as a Lyndhurst Living kind of podcast. What are the kinds of businesses locally that you love collaborating with and are going to be part of this podcast?
Kelly, it's not just even the business alone. I add up to as well the schools and all that. Like the other day, we had a collaboration with the School of Fashion class of Lyndhurst High. I love the fact that they came into the store and they created unique pieces from the mannequin. That was big. I love the whole collaboration. As well as, oh, I love my salad next door neighbor. Amazing store, I would say business that caters to, you know, health. So for me, health is important. That's why I kind of, you know, channel most of the feeling you have in that's there to be relaxing. So when you combine relaxation, healthy food, happy ambience, you know, that collaboration is what makes us human happy. You know,
Yeah.
you have food, you can shop. Yeah, so those are like stores. I leave it open. You know, we do have good designers, creative designers that, you know, would love to come on the show on the podcast as well and to share their creativity. I'm very big in lifting people around me and as well as, you know, learning as well. So those are such collaborations we'll be getting along, you know, with the podcast and
Yeah.
yeah, you know, that's good.
It's like the love you take is equal to the love you make. You shine the spotlight on somebody else, they'll shine it on you. And you've got a lot of those kinds of businesses there where you've got nails, you've got hairstylists, right? You've got restaurateurs and all that kind of good stuff. It's a no-brainer. Looking forward to that aspect of this podcast.
Absolutely.
So, how can you be reached? Where can you be reached? And then what's this 15% off deal? It's a pretty good little deal there, right? You share your like, you comment on the podcast, and you DM us, you get a 15% discount.
Yes, absolutely. That's the interaction right there. So we feel like we're reaching out to our community and people all around, showing that love. So yeah, when you comment or share or, you know, just DM us, you do get a 15% code sent to you automatically. And yeah, we're located here on 400 Valley Brook Avenue, Lyndhurst, New Jersey. Our zip code is 07071. And our direct line is 201-800-0468. Or you can just go on our website, which is www.asgardboutique.com. I will be happy to serve you in every way.
Stephanie, looking forward to hearing more of these podcasts. They're going to be on, I think, 12 different podcast platforms. So,
Yes.
folks, be looking out for us. For Stephanie, this is Kelly. And the name of the podcast is Behind the Hanger. And we look forward to many podcast episodes coming up in the near future.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Nice meeting you guys. See you.
Have a nice day, everybody.